Hello, Nelson. Are you there?
I sure am.
Hey, I'm delighted we got through to you. You've been sort of all around Southern California the last couple of days, haven't you?
That's right. I've been on the move.
Well, Nelson, we called you up to say Happy New Year. Since we saw you a couple of weeks ago, we wanted to catch you tonight, if possible. How are you?
Just fine, and you're sure nice to think of me and call up.
Are you having a New Year's party?
Yes, I am. I've got some of the neighbors from around the place here over for a drink, and we're having a wonderful time.
We caught you. Your home's in Malibu, right?
That's right. Malibu, California.
What does it look like outside?
Well, you stand up on the cliff here, and you can overlook about 40 miles of coastline. You can see Catalina Island on a clear day, and you can see there's a big fishing barge out in front of our place, and this New Year's Eve, it's all lit up. It's
you're
very
killing
pretty.
Me with envy. Nelson, would you like to say hello to all your friends out here in the Midwest?
I sure would, and I would like to say hello to them, and I'd like to wish them a very wonderful and profitable New Year.
Question number one. What is your wish for the New Year, Nelson Riddle?
Well, my wish for 1956 is that my family keep their excellent state of good health the way they have in the previous years, and I hope everybody continues well through 1956.
That's a good wish. Now, question number two, your resolution for 1956, huh?
Well, my resolution for 56 is to keep on turning out the very best work that I can so that people will be receptive to it, and in that way I'll not wear out my welcome with the listening audience.
Our very best wishes to you, Nelson Riddle, and our hope for a very, very prosperous 1956.
Thank you very much, and the very same to you.
So long, Nelson Riddle.
Hello?
Hello, Bob.
Red.
Bob Scott. Cafe Bohemia, New York.
Right.
Well, by golly, this is Mal Belairs out here in Chicago. I'd like to wish you a very happy New Year, Robert.
Well, happy New Year to you too, Mel.
Yeah, you've already got it there in the big city. We're still an hour behind you, so we're still working up toward the big shout.
Yeah, well, we've heard the noise already.
Tell me about the Cafe Bohemia. What sort of a room is it you're working in tonight, Bob?
Well, it's slowly developed into a big jazz room now in this city. It started off as just a small place where they held sessions, and now, of course, they've been booking the best jazz acts in there. And I just got my little chance to get in there.
Well, isn't that wonderful? Bob, how long have you been working professionally?
Since I was about 12.
And now you're all of 18.
That's right. I'll be 19 next month.
Well, Bob, I'll tell you this. The reason I called you from out here in Chicago is we're saying thank you to our real top professional entertainers all around the country tonight. And I've been talking to the West Coast, down south, and now you in New York. And to you who working on 19, we say a very happy New Year. Boy, you've got a lot of good, happy years ahead of you.
Thank you, Mel.
Bob, tell me this. Have you got a wish for Bob Scott, something that you'd like to wish for yourself for the new year?
Well, I'm just hoping that my first singing attempt on the ABC Paramount label, Shadrach and Chain Gang, live up to the expectations that I had hoped for them.
Well, we're going to play one of those records out here in just a few minutes to help us celebrate the new year, and I think everybody in the Midwest is very fond of you. You were out here a few weeks ago, and they all like your music a lot. Have you got a resolution for the new year?
Well, I'm going to try to act a little older and a little less precocious than I did last year and the previous year before that.
Is that a problem, old boy?
Yeah, a little bit. You
know. Well, look, Bob Scott, all of 18, it's been great sport talking to you tonight, and I hope we'll be talking to you for years and years and years to come. You're a credit to the music business.
All right, Emil.
Go back out there on the floor and say Happy New Year to all the big New Yorkers for us out here in Chicago.
Certainly, Emil.
Okay, so long, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Frankie Lane?
Yeah.
Frankie, I'm tickled to death we got through to you.
Who is it?
Well, this is Mal Belairs in Chicago.
Oh, for crying out loud. How are you?
I'm fine. How's New Year's Eve in New York?
Well, this is amazing. How in the world did you find me?
Well, I called out to the West Coast. They told me you were in New York. I called your hotel. They told me you were at the El Morocco. And here we are in the El Morocco in New York. It's just a little bit past midnight, and you should be celebrating.
Well, there's a lot of noise going on here, but it's a good thing I'm in a booth so you can hear.
You can hear me all right?
Huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear.
Well, may I be the first from the Midwest to say Happy New Year to you, Frank?
Well, thank you, Mel, and Happy New Year to you.
How would you like to take a minute now and say hello to all your friends out here in the Midwest?
Well, I'd love to. Hi, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls. I'm very happy to be here to be able to say hello to you and to wish you all a very, very happy and prosperous New Year for 1956.
Oh, you're a good old man. You are. Now, look, I got a couple of questions I want to ask you. The reason I'm calling you, Frank, is this. We're calling top people in our estimation in show business all around the country to say Happy New Year and to say thank you for what you do to make our hours of listening fun.
Good.
So here's our question for you, one of them. What is your wish for Frankie Lane for 56, if you could have any wish?
Well, number one, I hope that I'm able to live through 1956 happily and be able to take care of everybody who is me and whom I love and who loves me, I hope. And I'd like to be able to have things go along at least as well as they have been going.
You've had a very good year. Yes, sir.
Yes, I have. And the way it looks, it might be better, but if it's just as good, I'll be happy.
Okay. Now, what's your resolution for the new year, Frank?
Well, my resolution really is to try to stay home more. Because we sure have been traveling around the country an awful lot the last 9 years, and as much as I love traveling and seeing new places and new faces and different things, I would like to stay home more often.
Uh-huh. Now, Frank, would you look out your booth and tell us something about the Morocco, just as you can see it? What's going on there now?
Well, the joint is jumping, and it's pretty much of a madhouse, and there's just been a sensational New Year round of kissing all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And the music is going like mad, and it's just a turmoil of people, you know,
uh-huh.
And smoke and noise and...
A typical New Yorkian.
Oh, it's just wonderful.
And out on the avenue, I imagine, it's just as much.
Yeah, this is my first time in the El Morocco incident.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Well, you say hello to all our friends there, and may we say goodbye to you by playing any record that you want us to play of the Frankie Lane records. What would you like to hear?
Well, I still feel that the best song, most suited to what I think and what I feel and what I like to have happen for everybody, is I Believe.
I think that's a wonderful record to play just as we go into a brand new year.
Well,
and Frankie,
thanks
a million for being on our show tonight. I'm just tickled to death we were able to get through to you.
Well, thank you, Mel, and again, a happy new year.
Thank you, Frank.
Bye.
And so long from all of us.
Bye.
Bye. Hello? Hello, Ralph?
Yeah.
Ralph Flanagan.
Well, Mel, how are you?
How are you? This is a surprise to you, but we've been planning to do it for some time. We didn't know whether we could get through, but here we are. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you and the entire Flanagan Band and everybody from the Roosevelt Hotel in New Orleans. Everybody down here sends their best New Year's greetings up to all of you people in the frozen north.
Well, that's wonderful. That's just what we wanted to hear about. Will you tell us what New Year's Eve and the Christmas season is like down in New Orleans?
Well, it's a lot different than... the usual conception of a New Year's and holiday season in the North is I was born in Ohio, right near Cleveland, Ohio, so I know pretty well what happens during the Christmas season up North. This is our second year down here at Christmas, and believe me, these people really know how to celebrate a holiday, and it's much warmer. The temperature over the past few days has been around 75.
Wow.
And sometimes 80. And it's, of course, there's no snow and there's no cold, and it's just wonderful.
Have you got Christmas trees out on the streets and stuff?
Oh, yes, and you should see some of the decorations that people have in front of their homes. They don't hold back with Christmas. They go all out.
They decorate their palm trees?
Oh, yes. And I'll tell you, here's another thing that would interest you. On Christmas Eve, and on New Year's Eve, of course, but on Christmas Eve, this is what surprised me. They have noisemakers and whistles and balloons and hats just like New Year's Eve. And on Christmas morning, they shoot off firecrackers.
You got the situation all reversed from my point of view.
Well, it is a little bit different, but it certainly is wonderful. And we've enjoyed it a lot. We're going to hate to leave.
I'll bet you are. Ralph, I know I can't keep you away from the dance. Is the band getting along all right without you?
Well, pretty much so. Of course, on New Year's Eve, everybody gets along. And in just a few moments, we're going to have to... greet the entire country, coast to coast, with that dance band broadcast that they have every year of all the bands. And we were the band picked from New Orleans to say Happy New Year to all the world from New Orleans.
Well, I'm glad we got to you first.
Well, thanks a lot, Mal. And the best in holiday greetings to all of you and all of the gang up there from all of the Flanagan Band. And sometime when you get a chance, you should come to New Orleans for the holidays and see what it's like. It's really different.
We'll come down and join you in the Blue Room.
Thank
What's your resolution for this year before I turn you loose?
Well, we have resolved to try to make more and better records, and if I may say so, we are not going to make any rock and roll records. We're just going to make plain dance music. Our slogan is still Let's Dance Again with Flanagan, and that's the type of records we have resolved to make during 1956.
Thank you very much, Ralph. We salute you. We say hello to all your friends in New Orleans, and we're going to play Flanagan's Boogie just to sort of tip our hat your direction.
Thanks a million, Mel, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Ralph. So long. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Teddy Reno?
Yes.
How are things in the Palmer House this New Year's Eve?
Well, it looks wonderful. It's the first time I see it, of course, because I've just arrived in the United States for the first time, but I think it's the most wonderful and exciting room in the whole world.
The Empire Room is a very exciting spot, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
We wanted to call you especially because we do know that you are from Italy. Trieste, is it?
Yes, I was born in Trieste.
Uh-huh. And you're a long way from your family tonight. We wanted to say Happy New Year to
you. Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you.
Do you celebrate New Year's Eve in Italy the way we do over here?
Yes, of course we do. And we generally stay at home with our families until midnight, and then we go out and celebrate with the friends around nightclubs and so on, you know?
I think
most people
do
the same here. Hey?
Pretty much the same as we do here.
Yeah.
Do you have things like New Year's resolutions in Italy?
Well, yes. I think everybody is planning to do something good.
What is yours?
Well, I'm right. I've just arrived in the country here, and I think that your country is really a wonderful country, and you can really be proud of your country and the American people. So I'm so glad to be here that I would like to stay for many months, if possible, and work hard and try to make my way as a singer in the United States, too, you see.
I see exactly what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Teddy Reno, may we wish you a very successful stay here in the United States. I know Chicago is a very friendly big city.
Yeah.
And we'll all be down to see you in the Empire Room.
Wonderful.
And do say hello.
Good luck to you and good luck to all the people who are listening to us.
And may we say Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, thank you.
And we're going to play your new record now, Goodbye to Rome.
Goodbye to Rome, yes.
Goodbye to you for now, Teddy Reno.
Thank you.
So long.
Hello.
Hello, Duke Ellington?
Hey, how you doing, Mal?
Mal Belairs.
Yeah.
WBBM Chicago, calling you to say Happy New Year.
Well, thank you very much, and same to you. And please tell all of you, our lovely listeners, that we do love them madly, and Happy New Year.
I just wanted you to be able to say it yourself, which you just did. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
How are things doing down the Blue Note tonight?
Oh, everything's lovely. It's jumping. You know, it's a real ball. The joint's packed, and we can hardly get a shop in.
What are they asking for most?
All they're asking for, Mood Indigo, Sophisticated Lady, Solitude, Caravan, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, Beginning to See the Light, Do Nothing Through the Air for Me, and things ain't what they used to be, beginning at 12 o'clock.
You're so right. Duke, I wanted to call you especially tonight on New Year's Eve because I personally feel that you are the man who has contributed more to American music than any other man of our time.
Well, thanks, Mal. That's real wonderful of you.
And we just wanted to say Happy New Year to you. Do you have a good old-fashioned American resolution for the year 1956?
Well, let me see, 1956. Well, I'll tell you, I must have been a good boy during 1955 because Santa Claus came to see me Christmas Day. So if I'm a good boy to that extent that I think I'll be a good boy every day, then Santa Claus can come to see me every day in 1956.
We're going to tell him to do just that.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Duke. I know they need you back on the stand. I thank you for taking a couple minutes to run into Frank Holstein's office.
And I want you to know it was a real great pleasure to be talking to my good friend Malcolm Belair.
Yes, it
as
sounds
the
official,
year is about to leave.
We'll be down to pick up your band in a little while so all the folks here on WBBM and CBS can hear the music of Duke Ellington. Happy New Year and so long, my friend.
Thank you. Same to you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello, Eddie?
Hello.
Eddie Howard?
Yes.
How are things up at the Aragon now?
Oh, wonderful, Mel. I just got off the bandstand. Ralph Martiri and I are taking a set of piece here all evening. We start in at 8:30 and we'll go right through till 3 a.m. into the new year, 1956.
I talked to Ralph just a little bit ago. Did he tell you that I was going to call back to get to you?
Yes, he did. And we just finished a set and the boys are coming off the bandstand. We're We're doing about 5,000 to 7,000 people strong here, and there's sure plenty of noise.
How many years have you ushered in the new year up there at the Aragon, Eddie?
Well, this will make, of course, I've been playing the Aragon since 1941 with my own band.
Uh-huh.
And this will make our, I would say our fifth or sixth time we've played on a New Year's Eve party here.
I must tell you this. I met a woman in the store the other day, and I happened to mention I was going to try to get you on New Year's Eve. She said, oh, give him a hug for me, because my husband proposed in the year 1945 in the Aragon while Eddie Howard's band was playing. So there's your hug.
Well, that's wonderful, Ralph. And for all those people out there listening in, I'd like to wish them all a very, very happy New Year. And we'd love to see them down at the Aragon. Of course, we'll be here at the Aragon until, the middle of the last part of February.
Eddie, would you like to come down and visit me on one of my Saturday or Sunday afternoon shows while you're here? I'd love to see you come down. We'll play some of those real fine Eddie Howard tunes.
Well, wonderful, Mel. I'd love to accept that invitation, and I'll surely be down during the first part of the year.
That's a deal. Happy New Year to you and all the band, and may you have a wonderful, prosperous 1956.
Well, a happy, happy New Year, Mel.
So long.
Thanks loads for calling me out here at the Aragon.
Okay, Eddie. Goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
Ralph?
Yes?
Mal Belairs, down here at WBBM.
How are you, Mel?
I'm awfully glad we got through to you. On New Year's Eve, you know, you just sort of start shooting in the dark. May we say Happy New Year?
Well, thank you, and Happy New Year to you and all your wonderful audience.
Well, we are doing a show tonight, Ralph, just before midnight, in which I'm sitting here and calling all of our favorite people all around the country, and we just couldn't stop without having a little visit in the Aragon right in our own backyard. How are things up there tonight?
Well, it's a real madhouse here. It's just about as loaded as you'll ever see a ballroom.
You and Eddie Howard are holding the fort up there tonight, aren't
you?
Yeah,
Eddie Howard's on right now.
What are you guys using for instruments? I heard in the paper that you had a thief visit you Christmas Eve, wasn't it?
Yes, they broke in our truck and stole all our instruments and clothes and formals and everything, but we had to go out and borrow some and rent some, but we're out there doing the job.
You're not doing any of your Bermuda shorts.
No, it's a little cold out for that.
And all the guys borrowed instruments?
Well, we borrowed about 5 or 6 of them. Some of them were too heavy for them to get out, so they left them in the truck.
What about your trumpet?
They stole 2 of them.
I nominate whoever did it as the meanest man in the world.
Well, I can say I hope he blows his brains out.
I hope you're right, yeah. Ralph, to all the folks who are listening now, I think we ought to have the Martiri wish. What do you wish for yourself personally for 56?
Well, actually, I don't have a wish. I'd like to thank everybody for all the good wishing they've been doing for me.
How about a New Year's resolution? Do you have time to stop and make one of those things?
Well, my New Year's resolution is I hope that we drive a little slower on the road. As you know, we put on 85,000 to 90,000 miles a year.
Well, you certainly do. Well, Ralph, it's been our great pleasure to call you up tonight, and we're going to play a new record of yours that just came into our station this afternoon. It's called Where the Wind Blows in Sorrento. You just made it, didn't you?
We certainly did, and I think you're the first one to be playing it.
Well, isn't that wonderful? A good way for us to start the new year, too. Now, tell me this before we leave you. Eddie Howard's band is on the stand right now, isn't it?
Eddie Howard will be off in about 10 minutes, and we're going right on right after.
Will you tell Eddie, then, that I'll be calling in 10 or 15 minutes? We'd like to get through and say hello to him.
He'll be expecting your call, I'm sure.
Do I hear somebody shouting back there?
Yeah, I'm ready to go right now.
Well, good luck to you, and may you have a wonderful 1956.
Thank you, and a happy new year to you and all your wonderful audience.
So long, Ralph Martiri.
Thank you.